Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
On this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about impulse control and guilt. One of the things that I have found very intriguing, especially working with addicts, and this could be any kind of addiction, this could be people with drug addiction, substance abuse, sex addiction, and even eating disorder, where they are anorexic or bulimic, where they're binging, purging, self-harming. All of these require people to go into a trance state in order to do those behaviors. They do this for many different reasons, and I'm not going to get into that all here. However, what I will explain is that when people have addictions, they have them because they have issues that are too hard for them to contend with in their conscious mind. So what they do is they do some kind of behavior, which usually is begun because they have a compulsive thought that brings them to an impulsive behavior. Now, if one has something such as a gambling behavior or sex addiction, if they tend to go to alcohol or drugs, the brain is going to not be able to have the amount of impulse control that it would normally have, which means that they're more likely to go backwards and do those behaviors of the addict instead of moving forward in their life, leaving that stuff behind. And when this happens, the person who falls backwards, they feel horrible about themselves. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of guilt. Because when someone has these problems, it's sort of like, well, it is like having two lives. They have the life of the addict, and they have the life of the person who is hiding the addiction as best they can. And I'm speaking mainly of professional people here in a lot of cases, people who live a double life. You know, if you're one of these folks, how that works. And it becomes very problematic because it becomes very hard to lead that double life and to feel good about oneself. In order to feel really good about oneself, you need to be living a conscious life of congruence with your values and beliefs, having integrity, especially if you're in a relationship with someone special, or if you have really good friends who see you for the great person that you show them to be. You want to be able to really believe that you are that person. You don't want to believe that you're an imposter, pretending to be something that you're not, as you're holding down that shame. Now, let me explain something to you all. When people get addicted to whatever they get addicted to the point where that behavior overcomes their being able to do the things that are normal, what we call activities of life, skills. So in other words, you know, if they're not getting up out of bed and taking care of themselves, they're not eating right, or if they're not going to work, they're calling in sick a lot, or if they're spending money that they don't have, or if they're creating a lot of dissension in their relationships in their lives because of feeling guilty or ashamed of their double life and blaming others for their behavior. These are all behaviors of addicts. And the thing that one needs to understand is that there's a tolerance level that is come to when people lose control of their lives to that really deep degree, where they really are a shell of their former selves because they really are isolating and doing the behavior for many, many, many hours on end and not being out there with the people they love. They're no longer doing the things they used to love to do, and they're not using their finances in a very smart way. Now, when they overcome that tolerance level and they become addicts, quote unquote, whatever age they were at when they became addicted is the emotional stage of life that they are stuck at. These can be very highly intelligent people. However, emotionally, they're usually stuck at the preteen or teen years. I like to use the example of George W. Bush because he is a person who is so-called recovering alcoholic. But if you look at the way that he bullied the people on the other side of the globe and blamed them for things that they really were not doing because we didn't find any weapons of mass destruction, we didn't find any reason to be going over into their lands and fighting their fights or killing their people over there. It was all a made-up lie. And it's because this man, as far as I'm concerned, is really stuck at about 12 or 13, maybe 15 years old max, in terms of his emotional growth and development. This is when people are teens, they tend to get angry, they'll dig their heels in, and they will argue for dysfunctional behavior, and they'll become bullies a lot of times. And that's the way I see him. Sad, but true, that he was even given the role of being the president of our country. How sad is that? So anyway, this is the kind of behavior that one sees in a situation. So what I would like you to understand, if you happen to be an addict or if you find yourself having some of these situations going on, I want you to find some compassion for yourself. Because the reason that you're doing these things is really so that you don't think about the negative things that you don't want to deal with. You need to find ways to soothe yourself. And there's all kinds of ways that you can do this other than doing the dysfunctional behavior. First thing that you can do is you can put on some lively music to bring up your sense of self and to bring up your mood. Second thing you can do is call a friend of yours, not someone who you're going to be venting to, but someone who is going to put you into a good mood because they have a great sense of humor and you enjoy their sense of humor. That's what you need at this time. The other thing you can do is you can take yourself out and play some sports or go to the health club and push some weights and vent out some of that extra energy that you might have. That's all cooped up inside you. Another thing you can do is you can lay down and read a book or can do some self-hypnosis. I've gone through how to do self-hypnosis on these podcasts and many of my other previous podcasts of late, so you can go listen to those and get the information on how to go about doing that. The main thing that I want you to understand is that we're all human. We all have our downfalls. And it's really, if you think about it, if you have some children, and let's say one of your kids did something really bad, would you go ahead and just beat up on them more to make them feel worse? Or would you try to do your best to help them to understand that people make mistakes and the main thing is that you learn from them? You get my point here. Be kind to yourself, be compassionate, and just realize that you can learn from your mistakes by doing something differently when you find yourself falling into these situations that help you to lose your impulse control. If you happen to be an addict or someone who acts out in this way. If you know someone who has these issues, I strongly suggest that you share this information with them so they can get some tools and techniques to help themselves to shift themselves out of feeling sorry for themselves, feeling guilt-ridden, feeling ashamed, and going into all that child stuff, because that's really where it all comes from. It comes from when they're feeling really bad about themselves as kids. And shift them into being able to be thoughtful adults by learning from their mistakes. As always, let me know how this has worked for you. You can put in the subject line to an email at suzanne@dawningvisions.com. Podcast, letting go of shame and self-blame. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to our website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.